Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. Hey everyone, welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Today we're going to talk about an article titled Emotional Discipline Wins Games, and it's by Meta Robertson. Hope I pronounced that right. But there is a great part of the article. The whole article's really good, but there's a part here that I wanted to read, and it says, "You have the power to choose how you feel." It's a powerful sentence, but it's true. Feelings can overtake us. They shape our moods, influence our thoughts, and the decisions we make. I want to read that part again. They shape our moods, influence our thoughts, and the decisions we make. If you understand how to control your emotions, you can use them constructively. That's what's called emotional discipline. So I'm a big believer in this. I'm a big believer in being able to control your emotions in order to impact your performance and how you behave. It can be tricky at times, right? To do that a lot, especially, you know, athletes, we're competitive, we're, you know, in the midst of competition, things can get emotional. But the ability to stay in control is what leads to consistency in performance. And how do you do that? So to me, one of the big first steps is self-awareness, right? So first you have to know that's an area that you can improve in or want to improve in. You take responsibility and have some accountability. And then you identify, what are the things that tend to trigger those negative emotions or trigger responses that are maybe not effective or productive? So for today, in your performance journal, I want you to identify the things that trigger those negative emotions and negative responses. What are those situations that tend to happen where maybe sometimes leads you to not be in full control of your emotions? Once you identify those, you're going to come up with a new response to each of those situations. Okay, so we're training ourselves to respond differently. And once you have those down, a good little exercise is to look at those on a daily basis. Again, another way to train your mindset. Hope this was helpful. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.